This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon.
Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policies shaping African technology. Here's what matters on August 11th, 2026.
Jumia is planning to cut at least 200 more roles as it expands AI automation, showing how African e-commerce is moving from expansion to efficiency. This shift to efficiency is what our read at Tech Cocoon has been highlighting for months. The era of growth at all costs is over, and now it's about making the unit economics work.
That's a big implication for the sector, because if Jumia, one of the biggest players, can't make the old model work, then who can? Our analysis has shown that operational density beats geographic breadth, and Jumia's struggles made the case in point. They've been expanding across borders, but can they make a single city profitable?
And this is where trust comes in. Trust is not a brand attribute, it's a unit economic. Cash on delivery rates, order failure rates, refund speed, and rider reliability decide CAC payback more than marketing does. Jumia needs to get these metrics right if it wants to survive. Which markets will cross the prepayment trust threshold first, and what breaks it open? Is it escrow, social commerce, or simply one platform's decade of reliability?
Yesterday, we talked about Kenya's proposed VAT on payment platforms, and this story is a reminder that every new tax or regulatory change has a direct impact on the unit economics of these businesses. For Jumia, the question now is how they'll balance the cost of AI automation with the need to keep prices low and attract customers in a competitive market.
Moving on to Zimbabwe's digital X-ray rollout, it's showing why rural health tech needs infrastructure first. This is a great example of how African health tech must strengthen basic infrastructure before advanced tools can scale. The rollout is improving rural diagnostic capacity, but it's also highlighting the importance of reliable power and digitized workflows.
That's a key point. An AI health tool is worthless in a clinic without reliable power or a digitized workflow to plug into. The X-ray machine and the data pipeline precede the model. So, who pays for the digitization that AI deployment presupposes? Startups, governments, or donors? And what do they own afterwards?
Trazo's Lagos plan will test whether small city execution can scale. They built their delivery business in Asaba and Wari before setting their sights on Lagos and Abuja, where Nigeria's food delivery market is more competitive and expensive. This is a harder test than expanding from a big city to a smaller one, and we'll be watching to see if Trazo can make it work.
Our analysis has shown that operational density beats geographic breadth, and Trazo's approach may be a case in point. They're focusing on deep rider networks, tight delivery radii, and vendor quality control, all the things that matter for a platform's unit economics. But can they replicate this in a megacity like Lagos, where the competition is fierce?
Ayers Insurance's Prince AI is testing whether generative AI can make insurance easier to understand. This is an interesting use case, because it's applying AI to a real problem, simplifying customer support, policy education, renewals, and claims. But what does the AI replace, and what did that cost before? That's the question we need to ask.
And that's where the deployment economics come in. The strongest near-term use cases share a pattern: scarce human expertise, high volume, tolerable error with human oversight. Diagnostic screening, document and compliance processing, agricultural advisory, customer support in local languages. These are all areas where AI can make a real difference. But who captures the margin in African AI products? Is it the startups, the global model providers, or someone else entirely? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding.
The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. From Amara and Kwame, we will see you tomorrow.
TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeza.